gonna miss you.
It's 10 o'clock at WMFO Medford. I'm Mike on the mic along with Phil Wilcox. How you doing, Phil?
Pretty good.
All right, let me talk a little bit about that last song that ended that short set of ours, Glen Campbell, of course. And that was a track that, as you all know, we just lost him. And I'm old enough, I grew up with him. He didn't live in the house or anything. Since, you know, we didn't, like, coordinate shower time. But, I mean, what was that about? Never mind. So, anyway, I want to be sad here because I really am totally sad about Glen Campbell. He had a variety show. He did some movies. He was a Beach Boy for a little while. He was in the Beach Boys. I think he played bass for a little while. But he was a talented, awesome, wonderful guy. He met one of my friends, Lynette, and signed her hat and everything. I mean, he was just a wonderful guy. And he went out, you know, with Alzheimer's. And that whole documentary that he did called I'll Be Me was just so sad. And it showed what happened. The last year of his life, they planned they would go out and, you know, give the world one more look at him playing live. And when it started, he was pretty good. And as it went on, they really had to feed him the words and wonder whether or not he was going to make it through the show. And I'm just saying it's tough for him to have had to go out that way.
He would play a song and then finish it and then start up the same song again. And they'd have to come and gently tell him, you know.
Yeah.
But he's incredible. The stuff he did, all the Jimmy Webb covers and stuff like that. To anybody who just knows him as the Rhinestone Cowboy.
No, that was a low point, if you ask
there's
me.
There's so much. I mean, he was in True Grit, right?
Yeah, he was in True Grit.
Yeah, he did a little bit of everything.
He did, and he was a great person. Really good human being. So, Glen Campbell, rest in peace. Really sad about that. Before that was the Smithereens from Meet the Smithereens, kind of a Meet the Beatles kind of a takeoff on that. That was Hold Me Tight. You hadn't heard that before?
No, it was amazing.
Yeah, certainly don't hear it a lot, but that was called Hold Me Tight. The Smithereens are awesome. And speaking of awesome, the War on Drugs started that short set. It's a new track from their latest record called Holding On, but that wasn't from the record. That was Spotify Sessions, a 5-minute awesome version, broken down where you could hear the piano and different things. It was terrific. So the War on Drugs exploding on the scene.
So good. So good. And if you haven't heard 2015, Lost in a Dream, their last record, is just one of the most perfect front-to-back pop records that you'll hear in your life. So go out there and find it. It's amazing.
Okay, very good. All right, 10:03 in the morning here, and it's time for Phil's 2 5-song sets.
Woohoo!
And you've got some great stuff today. So the first five, I don't really want to give away what it is, but tell me why you put these particular artists together the way that you did.
All right, so I'll tell you guys spoilers that a lot of this stuff is going to be kind of like a Nuggets or a Psychedelic Artifacts or Little Steven's Underground Garage, just really short, good, high energy garage songs, because everybody out there is waking up just like me. And but to acknowledge that one of these songs is also Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul, his solo band.
So good.
Really, really, really good. And then a little punk thrown in there, a little bit of some new indie rock, but for the most part, we're going down the rabbit hole of 60s garage.
Okay, so we're going to play the first five, come back and talk to you, and then we'll do the other five. This is WMFO, courtesy of Phil. Brand new stuff for a 5-song set.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with this. Can't wait. It's WMFO. Enjoy, everybody.
Too much to drink.
Yeah. Baby, baby, baby.
WMFO, Medford, just about 10:22 in the morning. Mike on the mic here with, who are you again? Oh, yeah, Phil. Phil Wilcox. Want to explain yourself there? That was a great set of music.
Explain yourself.
Talk about these songs that you played and do that. That was awesome.
So every time Mike asks me to come on the show, it means I get to choose 10 songs. And it goes through a lot of different drafts and a lot of revisions. And I think I did pretty good this time. The first song was the Electric Prunes off of the Nuggets compilation, which I'm sure you all know, but if you haven't heard, Nuggets Original Artifacts from the First Psychedelic Era, 1965 to 68, is about the best garage rock in the world. It's unbelievable. After that was Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul. If you've only ever heard him as Springsteen's, you know, sidekick or seen him on The Sopranos, he's also an incredible soul singer. The Outsiders, Time Won't Let Me, which is this good 60s bubblegum pop. Martha and the Muffins, Echo Beach, the best band to ever come out of Toronto. And The Vibrators, just because we're all trying to wake up, right? We're all drinking coffee. We're all, you know, trying to get our day started. So I figure, like, let's just... Vibrators work for that, for me.
That was excellent. That was terrific. Okay, so you've got a second five-song set now, too.
Yes, I do.
At 10:23 in the morning. Do you want to just go, or do you want to just give them a little bit of preview, or it's up to you?
I think they'll speak for themselves.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they'll speak for themselves.
All right, this is WMFO, Medford.
I'm not like everybody else. No, I'm not like love you true. Confess all my sins if you want me to. But there's one thing I want to say to you. If you want to love me my whole life through, I'm not like everybody else. No, I'm not like everybody else.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO, Medford. How you doing? 10:39 in the morning. Mike here along with Phil. Just finished up Phil's second five-song set. All right, Phil, that was awesome. Tell us about that one, if you would.
Now you guys are awake, right? That woke you up.
That was good.
All right, so we kicked it off with Elmore James, Dust My Broom, just some good, dirty, swinging blues for the morning. After that was the Chocolate Watch Band, I'm Not Like Everybody Else. I don't know if it's a Kinks cover or if the Kinks cover them. The Kinks also have a good version of that, but it's not quite as angry. Then it was Van Morrison and Them doing I Can Only Give You Everything off of Them Again. New Pornographers, Play Money off their new record, Whiteout Conditions. I actually just saw them open for Spoon a couple weeks ago. At whatever Harbor Lights is called now, because they change the name every year. It's a really, really good record, and the whole band's on it. Nico Case is back. It's really, really good, so check it out.
And the addition of that song was a game time decision today, too.
Yes, we were going to go with a Phil Spector produced 70s Dion song, and at the last second we cut it for the New Pornographers.
We said, no, it has to be this.
That might have been a mistake. I don't know. I'll turn it over my head later. But
okay.
And then the last one, Swingin' Medallions, Double Shot of My Baby's Love, just really good.
So classic.
60s frat rock, kind of cool, you know, and if you ever get it, I mean, I'm sure he plays it once every 15 years, but I have a bootleg of Springsteen doing that will blow your mind. So good.
Are you a Springsteen fan or something?
I am. I don't know if you can tell from, like, playing Little Steven solo tracks, but yeah, I'm obsessive. And I'm currently crowdsourcing to go see him on Broadway if anybody wants to help me pay.
Oh, my God. Well, how good is that?
The tickets start at $75 and go to $850.
Yeah, so not much of a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have a public service announcement, don't you?
I do. We got to read a PSA.
Yep, and here comes the big book.
All right, I picked this one, guys. And I don't want to spoil what it's about. You're going to have to, you'll figure it out. Ready? Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to the colds and flu. It says colds.
Okay.
Now you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everybody, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and the flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
All right, very nice. Don't touch me. All right, WMFO, 10:42 in the morning. New noise coming up from our friend David P. Riley. You know, if Dave requests it, it's got to be awesome. And this girl is a Facebook friend of mine, but we've never met. But I'm very happy to play something by Alexandria's Funk. Brand new, this is called Thank You. Thank you, Dave. It's WMFO with New Noise. Coming back.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking them how much of your time is left, ask them how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down,
It's WMFO, Medford, Mike on the mic here, 10:58 in the morning, along with Phil Wilcox, and Sue just got here too, but she's going to get her stuff together and then come and talk to you. You know how she is. But anyway, let me talk to you about the last set that we did, and a really good story about Frightened Rabbit that we just played. What were you just saying about? You met them too in the store? What is this?
I wasn't in the store. I was at a random bar in JP.
Okay, fine. Wasn't
it was, what was that, like a month or two ago, the Boston Calling that came through town?
Yep.
And I am exactly that obnoxious guy who, when he hears somebody with a Scottish accent, says, like, oh, what are you doing here? What are you doing in town? And he mentioned he was in Frightened Rabbit and said he was a lead singer, and his name escapes me now. He's a very handsome, charming man. And offered me tickets to the show, which was amazing. Buffalo Tom played that day, Piebald, unfortunately Tool and Weezer, but it's a good time.
Wow. All right. And that's an amazing thing. You keep running into these, like, really almost famous, well, in this case, famous people.
Well, there is a...
I love Frightened Rabbit.
There is a Scottish pub in JP that I know of. It's the only Scottish bar in Boston. And I think, considering that there might be just, you know, I think Scottish people can hone in on where the Scottish pubs are. So he had just been leaving there.
Oh, Jesus, that's amazing. Frightened Rabbit, that was Nothing Like You. The Stripes, the Great Stripes from 2014's debut CD when they were like 15 years old. And I thought that was a cover because a lot of the stuff on that album are covers. But no, that was Blue Collar Jane, that's written by those guys.